The Marines at Quezon, one of our combat bases close to the DMZ, have been attacked repeatedly by enemy artillery, rockets, and mortars in recent days. The morale of the Marines there continues to be good, and they are confident that the North Vietnamese cannot overwhelm their positions. Marine correspondent Corporal Tom Bradley talked to Lieutenant Daniel McGravy at Quezon. McGravy summarized the attitude of most Marines at that northern combat base.
I hope Charlie comes and tries to take it, because we'll stack him up at the wires.
You think this position is well fortified?
It's a firm. Very well fortified. I'd only be a fool to say that it wasn't. So I've got all the confidence that we can hold on to this place without any problem.
What position is your platoon occupying up here?
Well, right now, my company is our regimental reserve and ready to go out mainly to provide security for downed choppers or downed aircraft or pilots. Anything that we're completely mobile. We're on standby 30 minutes, get saddled up and ready to go anywhere where they need our help.
That was Marine Lieutenant Daniel McGravy, a platoon leader at the combat base at Quezon. Corporal Tom Branley had that report. I'm Marine Corporal Jim Groom at the Combat Information Bureau in Da Nang.
I was walking down the trail and I seen five Vietnamese Army soldiers. And as soon as they seen me, they started running. And I started running after them. About this time, I fell in a hole.
The voice of Marine PFC Charles Lopez from Fairfield, Utah, presently serving with Delta Company, 1st Battalion, 26th Marine Regiment, were responsible at this time for the defense of the Quezon Air Base, just 6 miles from the Laotian border and 8 miles short of the demilitarized zone in northern I Corps. How long had you been out this day, Charles?
Almost an hour, I'd say.
And you saw five North Vietnamese soldiers?
That's correct.
And when you saw them, they took off running. Maybe you could give us an account of what happened after that point.
Well, I start chasing them, and two of them stayed real close to the hole. One of them jumped in, and one of them laid outside of it. And the other three ran down the trail. And I almost fell in. Well, I fell in, but about half my body went in. I sort of eased myself out. He just jumped up with a machine gun and fired one round. I just emptied him. Well, not emptied it, but almost emptied the magazine in him.
At this time, he jumped up and tried to use the machine gun, and you were forced to kill him. Is this correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And what did the other NVA that was laying outside the hole do at this time?
Well, when I opened up on this one that was in a hole, he just jumped up and started running, and I just sprayed the area.
Did you hit him?
I hit him in the foot. And he fell down, and I crawled over to him, and I jammed my rifle into his ribs, and I told him, if you move, you're going to get the same thing your buddy did. And he didn't move. He just laid there. So I checked him over to see, make sure he didn't have no weapons or anything, and waited for one of the men to come up, and he pointed a rifle in there and in his face. And
you had been the point man on this patrol.
That's correct. Well, point man is a front element for a patrol. He's a man that takes the patrol wherever they want to go.
After you had shot this one North Vietnamese soldier that was trying to get away from you, and things had settled down a little bit, what did you do then?
I called for Corman up to check his leg, and he bandaged it up pretty good, as much as he could. And our skipper and our platoon commander came up, and they started asking questions, how this happened and stuff.
Marine PFC Charles Lopez of Fairfield, Utah, tells the story of an operation just outside the perimeter at Quezon. For his valiant efforts, he was awarded an R&R of his choice. For the Combat Information Bureau in Da Nang, this is Marine Corporal Tom Branley reporting. Major Patrick Saxton is the commanding officer of an armored amphibious tractor battalion near Da Nang. During an attack in the city recently, he became separated from his pistol.
I dropped my pistol back there while we were running around getting the vehicles back on the highway to continue the sweep. So I knew approximately where it had fallen from my pocket, and I sent my driver back to pick it up, PFC Norder. While Norder was gone, he managed to find the pistol and killed one and wounded one VC while he was picking it up.
PFC Darrell Norder told combat correspondent Lieutenant Bob Carpenter what happened when he went to get his CO's 45.
Well, the CO lost his weapon, and we were in some cemeteries, and I went back there, and I couldn't drive in where the Amtrak's or the armored amphibians were because it was VC in one of the houses, and I stopped and these Vietnamese people said VC in there, and I shot about three or four magazines, and then I went to look for the major's pistol. And as I was going down on a tree line there, a whole mess of Vietnamese soldiers were firing in there. And I stopped and I tried to have them cease fire, and I seen this arm with a rifle sticking up, and I plastered them. I wounded the first one, and then as I was bending down to check this VC out, there was another one down the tree line a little ways, and I opened up and I killed him for sure, and I wounded the first one.
You did find the pistol I had?
Yes, I did.
You accomplished your mission.
Yes, I did.
PFC Darrell Norder talking to Marine Lieutenant Bob Carpenter. I'm Combat Correspondent Corporal Jim Groom at the Combat Information Bureau in Da Nang.